stressful time of the year for many university students here, but it may be a lot harder depending on where you live. The Nolan Show has looked at the entry requirements for students from Northern Ireland trying to get into Queen's and Belfast. That's a pretty bleak picture, actually. For example, if you're trying to get into a management course and you're from Northern Ireland, they're all closed. However, if you're from England, Scotland or Wales, they're still open. How does that work? And there's more. The entry requirements are now lower if you're from GB. What on earth is this all about? Ryan Feeney is the Head of Public Engagement at Queen's. Morning to you, Ryan.
Morning, Stephen.
First of all, thanks for coming on. My goodness, this looks strange. Should it not be an equal playing field, if not favouring people from Northern Ireland rather than the opposite?
Well, good morning, Stephen, and thanks for the opportunity to come on this morning and explain the situation. As you said, at the moment, is a very stressful time for parents and for young people who are planning to get into university. First of all, I think it's important to say from the very outset that there is no student from GB or an international student who has taken away a place from a Northern Ireland-based home student. We have a cap, a MASN cap, which is a maximum student numbers cap, which is set by the Department of the Economy. And that indicates to us, through funding, how many students that we can take in each year per course. The situation that we have at the moment is that when it comes to GB or international students, we're not capped, so we can take, up to a certain reason, as many international or GB students as we like. So, unfortunately, we have a situation where, because of the MASN cap, we, and Ulster University as well...
What do you mean the MASN cap? What is that?
Let me explain the MASN cap. The MASN cap is the maximum student numbers cap, MASN. So it's been set by government to indicate the amount of graduates that are produced in Northern Ireland to ensure that we have a skills base. So we are actually capped by government about the amount of students that we can take in, both here at Queen's University and in UU and the university colleges as well.
From Northern Ireland?
From Northern Ireland.
You're capped, but you're not capped for the amount of students you can bring in from elsewhere?
That's correct.
Why are you capped?
Well, we're capped because of the amount of funding that we're provided from the Department of the Economy. So the Department of the Economy decides... the amount of graduates that we need to be produced in Northern Ireland to ensure that we have a very capable skills base and obviously to enable the economy to grow. That's set by government and that's capped. We have a situation where we are provided with numbers each year for the different courses and we can take in Northern Ireland-based home students and EU students as well. When it comes to GB students and international students, there is no cap, so we can take in within reason as many as we want without a cap.
I'm looking at some of the notes here. For example, accounting. It's closed to Northern Ireland applicants who would have needed two A's and a B. It's still open for GB applicants who only need three B's.
Yep, that's correct.
Why is it different grades?
Well, listen, again, this comes back to the cap that we have in place. So it's closed at the moment because we've fulfilled the amount of Northern Ireland students that we can take into that course. But we are not capped on the amount of GB students that we can take in. And this is the same right across the UK and Ireland.
But why are the grades not the same, Ryan?
The grades are not the same for this reason. Because we have to have a fair and equitable way, and we're capped on the amount of kids that we can allow in, or young people, should I say, that we allow into the university, we have to have a fair and equitable way through the grades to get them in. And in many cases, by the way, may I add, the people coming from GB may meet the requirement for the admission standards, or we might have a situation where there's a level of flexibility with a Northern Ireland student. But to come back to your original question, the situation arises because we have a cap for Northern Ireland-based students. We have to have a fair and equitable way to decide who gets into the university. And because we don't have a cap for GB students, the grades are therefore lower.
It doesn't feel fair.
Well, it isn't, Stephen, and I think it's important...
Do you agree that it's not fair?
Well, it's not fair at the moment that we have a situation where England have a $55 million investment in higher education that we don't have here in Northern Ireland. So let's play this out. We have a situation where we've got a cap on student numbers here in Northern Ireland. There's a higher level of investment in higher education in England than there is here in Northern Ireland. And we talk about a knowledge-based economy. We talk about a skills base. We talk about the reduction in corporation tax, which is going to be the mecca for economic development. But the reality is we're not investing in our skills. We're not investing in our young people. So just to give you a bit of an example here, Stephen, we have a situation where we educate our kids from the age of 4 or 5 years of age right up to the age of 18. 37%, 5,000 of them, will seek higher education elsewhere in September because there isn't the amount of higher education places required to allow them to remain in Northern Ireland. Now, to do a comparison, it's 37% of young people that flow from here to GB. In the south of Ireland, it's 4%.
Do you make more money from those students coming from GB than Northern Irish students?
Good question, Stephen. I'm glad you've asked it. We don't. So, for example, we'll get £9,250 from a student coming from GB. Here in Northern Ireland, we will get £4,000 from the student, and then government caps the rest between £3,000 and £6,000, depending on the course.
What's happened to Queen's, by the way? Here you are on talking, answering questions. This is a new strategy.
Stephen, we're always happy.
It's very welcome, by the way.
Well, we're delighted to talk to you.
Very welcome.
The university,
yes,
and we're delighted to engage with the public. I think this is a very important debate because I think it highlights the important issue of funding higher education to allow us to have a knowledge-based economy. And also, I think it's important, and we welcome the platform, to highlight that we have a serious issue in terms of the student flow, that we have 5,000 of our young people that will leave Northern Ireland in September to seek higher education elsewhere that we can't accommodate.
So would you like the cap lifted?
Yes, we would. We think that would be a good solution. Cap lifted, a higher level of funding in higher education, and then we can actually talk about the foreign direct investment and the skill base.
What's the logic for the cap?
The cap is based more or less in funding. So it's the amount of funding that the executive can provide each year to higher education. So when they look at the breakdown in terms of the amount of students, it's based on funding.
Ron Feeney is the head of public engagement at Queen's. Yeah, that's who you're listening to now. If you want to pick up the phone, 030 30 80 55 55. Kevin McStravick is president of the Ulster University Students Union. Morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this?
It's massively disappointing for students that they're essentially being forced outside of Northern Ireland if they want to study the course that they're interested in. We do understand that it is due to government restrictions, not something within the powers of the universities. But nevertheless, what we're actually seeing here is brain drain in action. You hear politicians constantly talking during debates about students and about young people's skills base being moved outside of Northern Ireland and losing really important skills, but it's no surprise if students are having to go across the water to study what they want to do. And I think it highlights the need for the funding situation in higher education here in Northern Ireland to be addressed as a matter of priority, whether that is by a devolved assembly if it's restored or if it is by direct rule.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Morning to you, Kevin. Morning to you, Ryan.